You are a very important man. Well, you were a very important man. A nobleman, weren't you? Now you're a slave in the king's court. But you're still a very important man. That's because you've been chosen as a new royal taster to the king. It seems the previous one was poisoned while the king was traveling. Don't look so pale. You'll need a stronger stomach for this job. It's actually a fairly safe job. Usually only his personal chefs cook for the king, even when he travels. There were a series of attempts in the past, and a series of royal tasters, but it's been very safe recently. However, should the king decide to make an unexpected stop, for example, a whorehouse, well, apparently that makes him both thirsty and hungry, but not stupid enough not to use his royal taster. So, he's making his hurried way back now, and he's going to be tremendously hungry when he returns. There will be a great feast awaiting him. You'll be tasting his food then, of course. But one of the reasons you were selected for this position was that you are a man of some refinement. You can perhaps identify what dishes the king might find particularly flavorful, as he is a man of very exquisite taste. Except, of course, when it comes to his whores. But I digress. We also need to get used to proper food again. Bread, porridge, and water may have dulled your sense of taste a bit. So try these dishes and let me see how knowledgeable you are on this cuisine. Ah, so you like it? I must admit to liking this dish myself. It's very well known for its aphrodisiac qualities, as you may have noticed. Or perhaps that is partially of my doing? Of course, it's more than just good food you've been deprived of as a slave. Now that I think about it, there are other things the king might taste than what is on the table. For instance, it is tradition that I greet him upon his return with a kiss. But what if my lips were poisoned somehow? Can we really take that chance? You heard me correctly. Now, are you going to disobey your queen? If so, you may have the shortest tenure of a royal taster then. There, you didn't die. That is good. I'm not poisoned then. Well, at least on the lips. But there are other parts my husband might taste. Perhaps he might decide to suck upon my nipples. It'd be tragic if there was poison upon them. Don't worry about them. They are my guards, not the king's. And eunuchs, all of them. They'll neither tell nor even care that I've exposed my breasts to you. Although they would obey my order to have you killed should you annoy me with your coyness. Ah, much better. Be sure to taste them both, just to be safe. It seems you survived that as well. That does not mean I am safe. Quite the opposite. I am a very dangerous woman. And the king has many enemies. Cunning enemies. Perhaps I could somehow arrange the poison to even more intimate places on my body. In my body. You would be remiss in your duties if you did not sample that with your tongue as well. We're much more eager now, aren't we? That's a good rule for your royal taster. Never refuse to sample a dish. Not just on the outside. Assassins could be more careful than that. Yes, work your tongue deeper. Still, you survive. Perhaps I am not poisoned? Or are the assassins just extremely smart? Perhaps it would not be something that would ingest it, but rather something that would transfer by contact. Intimate contact. Through our most vulnerable, but most beautiful parts. No, this is your duty. Trust me. Your life is destined to be short anyway, so you should take advantage of any such pleasures you can. Now assure us that it will be safe for the king to join with me, if he should grow tired of his concubines. Such a devoted subject to the king. I wish he had more men like you in his service. Many, many more. No, that is not long enough to be sure. It could be a slow-acting poison. Or perhaps I need to be wetter and hotter. So make me both. Oh, I must see this through to the finish. To my finish. Perhaps the poison only releases when I reach the moment of ecstasy? If so, then my husband would be safe. But we must be sure anyway. Very, very sure. You lived. Perhaps we were overly cautious, but I care so deeply about the safety of my husband. And now I am thoroughly convinced that you will prove adequate to the position's needs and my own. Something even tells me that there may be fewer poisoning attempts on the king's life now. So you'll be around for some time. Not that that should keep us from having you explore every possible way someone could poison my body.